Just like you, we're working hard to boost our direct booking strategy and reduce our dependence on Airbnb. But we were a little bit nervous about how we would verify guests who book directly with us. That's why we've started using Know Your Guest by Superhog.
Know Your Guest introduces guest screening seamlessly into our reservation process, allowing us to authenticate guest details in real time across multiple databases. This prevents fraud and unwanted parties. Talk about incredible peace of mind.
Plus, Superhog offers a damage waiver program to cover damages efficiently. You can leverage their damage protection plan that offers unmatched short-term rental protection up to $5 million for all verified bookings.
With Know Your Guest by Superhog, we're scaling our direct bookings without all the worry. Just click the link in our show notes and book your free Superhog demo today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hosting hot tip. You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome pieces for our short-term rentals?
Well, we're going to let you in on our secret weapon. It is Manoan. They have steep discounts on over 100 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Parachute, Bello. The list goes on and on. But these discounts are for hosts and designers for hosts only.
I had my eye on this awesome coffee table from Wayfair, wanting to give our listing that wow factor, but you know us. We are all about having our numbers dialed in and staying budget friendly.
And that's where Manoan stepped in with an awesome discount. And here's the kicker. Becoming a member is totally free. Yes, I said free. F-R-E-E. No cost to join. No monthly membership. It is completely free. But these discounts are exclusive. You do have to be a host or a designer for hosts.
Once you're a member, all you have to do is head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and purchase and fill your shopping cart in just a few clicks. And it's not just furniture and decor. Restock your most used items anytime you need to refill your supply area.
Exactly. And the best part, again, no catch. There's no fees, nada. Just major discounts waiting for you. Being a Manoan member is like being a VIP host without breaking the bank.
So head on over to ManoanExperience.com. That's M-I-N-O-A-N experience.com, or just simply click the link in our show notes and sign up and let the savings begin. Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. Let's start this episode like we do every week, doing our STR Share Sunday. It is a hashtag that you can use on Instagram. If you use our hashtag, we will find you. We'll find your property. We'll share it here on the podcast. We'll share it to our entire email list. We'll also share it on Instagram on Sunday. Not sure if I said that, hence the hashtag. But today's episode is part three in our series called We Bought Land, because Annette and I bought land and we're going to do a glamping site. And so we're going to share our Instagram account for the glamping site.
So today we are sharing at Rich Hollow Retreat. Again, that's at Rich Hollow Retreat.
How do you think we're doing, Annette? I think we could do better.
We could definitely do better. But I want to share something, two things about this account, something that they've done well. Seriously, I know this gets difficult sometimes, but you have to be your own marketing person, your own chief marketing officer. And I can share that today we were talking about this episode. I'm like, we've got to share our Instagram handle. We have got to get our listeners following us. And then part two is we were at actually a grand opening of our partners on the land. They just opened a new property and we went to their housewarming / grand opening of their new short-term rental. As we were on their front porch hanging out, celebrating, another short-term rental family walked by And we will give them a shout out. They are at the Cliffs, right? Is it just at the Cliffs or at the Cliffs Hocking Hills?
Yeah.
They have a tremendous following, okay? And you guys, I was bold and was like, hey, why don't you, could you guys?
When Annette says tremendous following, first of all, they are such rock stars because when I met them.
Oh, wow. They have that many followers? I didn't know. Oh, my gosh.
When I met Christine and Kimball, like, I was managing their, like, downtown Columbus short-term rentals. And then.
Oh, wow. I was bold. I did not know.
Yeah, they have 500.
They had like 100,000.
No, 541,000 followers because they have the most beautiful property in Hocking Hills, Ohio.
That is wild. And so I shamelessly asked if they would tag us in a picture. I said, let's take a picture. I would love if you guys. Yeah, all the kids. I would love if you guys would tag us. And guess what? They did. And we are so thankful for them. So we'll give them a shout out here and tag
them. Thank you for those 200 followers that
we
have.
Yeah, but it matters.
It
so you've got to be your voice for your property. You know, this is about give and take. Like Sarah helped with when they launched that property for years. She was the property manager and really helped them catapult their success there. And then also they came to our conference, TFEcon. They loved it. And so they were giving, you know, we've given them and they have given to us. And so that is what we love about the short-term rental world. So if you guys give us a follow, we're going to do some fun stuff. We'll do some giveaways here. But if you can give us a follow at Rich Hollow Retreat, we would appreciate it.
Yeah, we wanted to give you an update. So if you haven't listen to episode 1 and 2. You should. Why? Because episode 1, we actually have our business partner, a fellow investor on the project. And so if you have ever wondered what a partnership can look like, obviously there are probably 1 million ways to partner on a property.
Billion.
Yeah, but this is how we did it. So listen to that episode. It is episode 349. And you could see how we've structured this partnership. And then we did part 2. Episode 361, this is where we shared, okay, what are we doing first? So we shared, there's a little cabin on these 135 acres, and we have decided to renovate that cabin before bringing any new builds or prefab structures to the property. And so we talked about how we designed it. We all have full-time jobs. How are we getting this done? What are our different, what are our positions as the investors, as a partnership? So that's a really cool episode of just like, okay, what's first? Because so many of you guys will DM us or email us or we'll talk to you at events. And some of you who haven't gotten started yet, you're just like, I just don't know where to start. There is so much to do. What is the first step? So again, there's probably a million ways to do that. But that episode 361, shares what we did first.
Yep. So 349, 361, listen today. And we're going to keep this going. And guess what? We're acting like we're taking you along for the ride, but we were we've been on this ride for a while. We were trying to come up with dates yesterday, but we've probably been at this for almost 2 years now. So for those of you that are out there trudging along, feels like you are moving at a snail's pace, we feel you.
Or if you're out there consuming content and it feels like everyone else is moving so fast and they're just getting these deals and like properties are just popping up and like you should learn from these people who have it just so easy. Like Annette and I forever and always want to keep it real with you. And there are times when things feel easy breezy, but most of the time it's hard. And this is a long haul project.
Yeah. And we can share. The money is going out every day, every month. The first is rolling around. So yeah. And our note, it's almost, it's over $8,000 a month. So that money is going bye-bye each month. And plus we have a decent down payment. But we were there yesterday.
The property.
We started demo. And I'm so naive. I'm like, Sarah, are we going to be swinging hammers? We show up 20 minutes late because we stopped at Starbucks. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, well, if I'm going to swing hammer, I need Starbucks. Well, we got there in 20 minutes late. This cabin is 700 square feet. The cabinets were ripped out. The carpet was gone. The bathrooms were already being disassembled. The demo crew was getting after it. So I didn't get to swing it.
We gave you a drill.
Yeah, they gave me a drill so I could,
base cabinet out.
Undrill one hole.
Undrill.
But it was a great day. What I'm loving right now is I actually did wake up super excited to
me
go.
Too. It was fun.
It was really, really fun. You have those days. Again, we were talking about that slog where you just feel like you're grinding, grinding, grinding. But yesterday was one of those days that I really was like excited, like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. We know it's going to be a roller coaster, but wow. Like being there yesterday, And Sarah and her husband have a ton of experience with flips. I don't. Like, I've never done a renovation project. I've built a home, but I've never really done a renovation project at all. And just having Mike Navarro on our team.
He's our partner.
He is our partner. And I mean, Sarah was laughing at me because they had our plans like on a truck bed. And I just thought it was like the coolest thing. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like, where do we even get those plans? And Sarah's like, Annette, my husband, like, that's what he's doing. But being able to see people in action. But there is stuff with this land that I butted heads with Mike and everybody on our team because I thought this was too high priced. And I actually bailed out of the project before because I was being kept up at night, very nervous. Like it was a large investment for me and I didn't feel comfortable with the amount of land. I didn't feel comfortable with the amount and told the team that I couldn't be a part of it. And luckily the deal came back around with a less amount of land and a less amount of buying purchase price. And so just my comfortability then changed with that. But yesterday, one of those butting heads with Mike, because there's so much land available, I'm like, why can't we just go buy this land somewhere else? Like there, this is cheaper. It's like, well, it didn't have any utilities. It didn't have a road. And like yesterday, just going through all those things, like the road's already there. The electricity's already there. The septic's already there. Those are invaluable intangibles that those things being there. If you are out there buying land, wow. Like between Mike Navarro and then Mike Hicks, who's one of our mentors too on just like raw land, the whole septic issue and those utilities, I can't even imagine how much money we would have had to invest for those things and losing time. So those are huge. And we can already see, like yesterday we were calling the electric company because we're going to get, what is it, Sarah? You have to tell
We need to run power. So there's a lot of land, right, listeners? So we have a cabin that already exists. This is where the owner lived when he lived on this land. It was not before a glamping site, right? We're going to renovate this cabin, get some quick cash flow. But then, of course, we're going to develop this land and we're going to bring in other units. And so these other units are probably going to be about, oh my God, I am terrible at this, maybe like 100 yards away from the cabin, maybe. So we have to run power to these, to the other units that are not involved in the cabins, and we're going to run it underground. And so Mike was explaining to Annette, like, we have to have the electric company set us up for that so that he can then run it to the two new cabins.
And this is stuff that he just like knew. He just knows. Like I wouldn't have known it, and I would have to hire a GC. And so,
and what did he tell you how much a GC will cost these days?
He was letting us know that a GC would probably be, I think, 50% of the project, the full price. And so, that math ain't mathing for me. earn every dollar, and the extra layer is that this property is out there. So for us to be able to get talent, to be able to get everyone out to the job site would then also layer on another added expense. So luckily we don't have those added expenses. And that's where Sarah and I want to share that with you. Those are things like we are saving hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars between having a general contractor, having Sarah's husband who has an architecture firm on our team. So we want to share that with everybody that we were capable to purchase more land at a higher price point because we're saving on all of those things. And so I think what my message there is, if you're watching YouTube or if you're watching HGTV, a lot of times there's intangibles there that people aren't sharing with you that are really getting them. There are some shortcuts sometimes. Okay. There are ways to get ahead. There are some advantages. And having Mike and Nick on our team are a huge advantage. Just like when it's coming to run the short-term rental, we have all of us, including Mike's wife, on the team. So just want to share that. But we need to make some money.
We need to make it fast. And it's like, we need to make money before the season is up. So it is right now when we're recording this, it's June.
Middle of June.
Yes. And people in Ohio like to go out and cabin and hike and all those sorts of things
this
in the summer and fall.
Summer, yeah.
So we need to, if we want some cash flow to come in here, we got to at least catch that fall season.
Right. So the cabin demo started yesterday. We're putting about 6 weeks on that renovation. Cross our fingers. I'm sure that's a very aggressive thing.
It's 700 square feet. I really think it's quite doable. We already have it designed. We have literally every single material that we're going to bring into the interior. If you listen to the last episode, I actually outsourced that, because here's another kicker about this whole partnership is we all have full-time jobs. Now, all of our full-time jobs are short-term rental adjacent. Well, Nick has an architecture firm. So and he does, you know, A-frames and cabins for a lot of people in the Hocking Hills area. But still, he's got that full time. He's got a team. He's got other work to do. Mike and Ingrid, they own all of their short-term rentals. I think they got 14 or 15 downtown Columbus, and they operate their own property management company for their own properties. And then, of course, Annette and I, Things We're Visiting is our full-time job. Plus, I'm managing our properties. So, like, we have other things going on.
Right. So we're not dedicating
all of our time
to it. So, and we understand that. And that was something from the start. And we're doing the math. We're excited to get the cabin up and running. And, you know, Sarah and I will do an episode on some forecasting on note for myself right now, forecasting what we think the cabin is going to make. But we've been looking at opportunities. There is so much land. We are overwhelmed, to be quite honest, of all of the things that we want to do, all the things that we want to put on the land. And we don't want it to be hodgepodgey or like not thematic or just make sense. Because if you are on our calls that we have together, our team calls, I mean, we have new ideas every week. So it is.
We're all entrepreneurs. And
yeah,
like,
it's a little overwhelming, to be honest, the amount of land, the amount of possibilities, and then the lack of bank account. So, you know, we can go down these fast tracks of what we want to do, but then you always get blocked by the budget. However, we do have some creative financing, and we have an opportunity to, which we have a deposit on, and we're going to put two small units relatively close to the cabins, because again, like we said earlier, infrastructure is readily available and we could get them delivered and up and running, hopefully sooner than later. But we've looked at a couple different prefab builds.
And prefab, just in case you're not sure what that means, it's like something that is built prefabrication. So it's built offsite and it's pretty much delivered either already built in some cases for people, or if there's a kit and you assemble it yourself, but you could be up in like a day, 2 days, 3 days, literally ready to go.
Just
some
kind
of them
have
are
to hook them up to your electric,
yeah,
or septic.
Yeah.
So yeah, it runs the gamut, but we've been looking at a ton of them. We had an opportunity of something that's ready to go. We were super excited about it. And we were like, we'll be the first ones in Ohio. Let's do it, blah, blah, blah. And then the vendor, we were like, can you confirm we're going to be the first people to have these units here? And
was misguided. And she was like, yeah,
absolutely. And we were so excited. We're like, full steam ahead. But then she was honest and did get back to us and said, wah, wah, no, you will not be the first people. We just delivered two units. A day ago, you know, and so the wind was taken out of our sails a little bit.
I was cranky.
Yeah, Sarah was not happy. But here's the deal. They are, if you have not seen them yet, we are buying some of the mirrored homes, like the mirrored glamping units. We actually saw them at the glamping show in Colorado in 2023. And despite there being a few other units that are going to be very close to us, there are still very few of them in the U.S. They're actually based in Estonia. They have a lot of these units overseas, but still, I think, less than 100 here in the U.S. The reason that we kind of had to take that, like, we want to be the first, is we can get them quickly. They are still amazing units. They are an experience. They are something that speed to market and what the average daily rate is very enticing to us. With the possibility also that if we put them the way that we arrange them, situate them, we could also potentially move them in the future to a larger part of our development. So there's options.
There are options. And so the mirror houses are cool. When you're inside as a guest, you can see out. There's one wall behind you that is not mirrored.
With the door where the actual entry door is.
So that'll face, like, let's say the road. But when you're in there as a guest, you can see out, but no one can see in. We are, and like they are not just down the road from us, did someone else apparently buy a couple of these for their glamping site, but I believe our friends over at
Bolt Treehouse Farm.
Yes, we had them on the show. They are lovely human beings. I think they were truly the first people in the U.S. to have them. And now there's a couple in Vermont. There's a couple elsewhere. But like Annette said, they're such a cool experience. And here's what we did learn, too, from our research. We also talked about this in last episode. Is like, okay, it's 2024. It is a little bit harder to get guests to come. There's market saturation, right? And in this area, Hocking Hills, there are a lot of really cool properties. And so we knew we needed an experience. And so like Annette said, we could get them soon. They're somewhat affordable when you look at how much we can charge per night. And I think there's enough, I know that there is enough market demand for travel around here because we are in between, you know, there's Columbus, Dayton, Cincinnati. These are things that
Cleveland,
we're looking
Pittsburgh.
At. Right. For people to come enjoy. But here's what I wanted to say. I kind of forgot for a second there is while we want our property to be thematic in some way, shape or form, our stays, there's going to be options of what kind of structure you can stay on when you visit us. Because our hope is, what we're trying to design is, you want to come back and stay in that really cool spot. Like you come for the mirror house and then you're walking around our property, you're taking a hike and you see something really cool and you're like, oh, we got to come back here and stay in that unit. We got to come back and stay in that. It's kind of like collect all four. You know what I mean?
Sarah.
What?
I want you to take a guess how much we are going to spend this year on Airbnb and Vrbo fees.
Oof, I feel like I should know this number off the top of my head.
It's okay. Just make a guess.
16,000, 17,000?
Wrong. Over $50,000.
What?
Yes. I'm on Hostly's direct bookings ROI calculator right now, and I plugged in our stats. And yes, based on the number of bookings we anticipate for this year, that's how much Airbnb is going to charge us for fees.
That's crazy.
I know. But I've got some good news for you. Since we use Hostly as our property management software, the calculator is letting us know if we continue to improve our direct booking strategy, we can save over $15,000 per year.
Wow, that is good news. Plus, we know this. When we make it our goal to improve our direct bookings with Hostly, we will have more control over our cancellation policies, guest database, and our overall branding differentiation in this crazy growing industry.
Yes, plus our bottom line.
Yeah.
So listeners, please give Hostly's direct booking ROI calculator a try for yourself. And we bet you'll be excited to learn more about Hostly's award-winning property management software and their integrated, built-in, out-of-the-box, completely customizable direct booking site for your hosting business.
And thanks for visiting, listeners. Get $100 off when they use code TFV100 at checkout. That's right. Use code TFV100 when signing up for Hostly's property management software to get $100 off.
Also, what we like about these particular units is they are small. So if you are a single traveler, it works for you. If you're a couple, it works for you. So we're also looking like about market demand is if we were to build like one giant cabin, you know, you really kind of limit the amount of stays that you can draw in. Obviously, you'd have a much higher average daily rate, but then you also need to have, you know, 15 to 20 people planning their trip around it. So if we have the smaller units, easier for us to get up and running and then also demand most travelers.
We have to juggle, listeners. This was hard for me, especially doing what Annette and I do on the podcast and like being thought leaders in this space, or at least that's the intention, is to know that we have to bring cash flow to this property. And then you can kind of like layer on the creativeness as you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard.
Oh, yeah. Like there were talks in the very beginning of like demoing the cabin. We're like, the cabin's perfect. Like not when I say demo, like completely demolishing it. It's like, no, the cabin is like works. It's already built. Like let's like yesterday when Sarah and I were driving away from the property, I was like, oh, my gosh, like this is day one. But I can't imagine if we were truly day one. No infrastructure, no roads, no electricity, no plumbing. Like we would literally be T minus a year out. Like I don't even know what that day one would be. Our day one is just demoing something that's already there, which feels really
and just,
good.
I mean, really. And when we say demo, we're like, and that said, carpet, cabinets. We're gonna move a couple walls.
Is that even considered demo?
Yeah, we're gonna. You didn't see it. We're gonna remove some walls.
Minor demo.
Yeah. But I guess what I'm saying is we're not gutting the entire cabin, you know, like it's really from the walls in. So it's still challenging. There are still things that can pop up, but it's quite ideal in terms of getting it turned around, having a very sensible ADR and getting some cash flow to our property.
How's our pool going? We have a bed, a rollout bed underneath the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I want to keep it.
Explain to the listeners, they may not have seen our Instagram post.
The kitchen and the cabin is slightly elevated. So you have to go up about 4 stairs. So the kitchen and the bedroom are elevated. Not sure why. Maybe that was like the elevation of the property. We'll find out
once we remove the floors.
Well, the kitchen is tiny. Again, we're talking about 700 square feet here. There is a bed that actually is on a frame, but on wheels that rolls underneath the kitchen. So there's no headboard. It's probably hard to envision, but stay with me. It is literally a rollaway bed. It rolls away under the kitchen into the wall. And I think it's really cool. And we were going to get rid of it. But yesterday after being there all day, it's like, wow, this is like an experience. Like how cool. There's a bed under the kitchen. For me, I'm like, I'm close to the snacks. Let's go. But also
versus a sleeper sofa.
Like, I think it'd be a cool experience for kids. I don't know about you, but like the bars and the sleeper sofa and things like that. Honestly, I end up just sleeping on the sofa most of the time instead of pulling it out. But I'm thinking we could do it really nice, close it off, but it can still be a rollaway bed. That's amazing. So we'll keep you in the loop on if we keep the rollaway bed.
Well, we did a poll on Instagram and people were voting to keep it.
How many people though? Like what was the percentage keep
last
versus go?
Last time I looked, it was keep was 70%.
Oh, that wins. It wins. We're keeping the rollaway.
But anyway, that's what's going on with the cabin. That's what's going on with the mirror houses. We're getting 2 of them. We've actually decided, so it'll arrive, they'll arrive as kits and we have to assemble the walls, but then we actually bought them without the interiors. You can buy them with the interiors. We like this because we can do our own thing to the inside.
Personalize those. Yeah.
And we enjoy that part. So we're going to do that ourselves. But Annette, do you want to share as much as you can about how we're going to finance these mirror homes?
Yeah, this has been fun. This is a new territory for me, is trying to figure out how we're going to pay for them. Because the thing with prefab homes versus like a construction loan is most prefab homes, you have to pay 100% before they deliver them. Because once they deliver them to you, they're on your land. They're yours.
And a lot of times banks won't finance them.
Absolutely.
Because there's no foundation.
So have not even talked to banks about any of these because we're probably maxed out, to be honest, on, you know, we had to jump through some hoops just to get the actual land deal done. But we have been networking, and we are coming up with some creative financing for the mirror units. I can share. I almost didn't want to share it on this episode because it's not signed yet. So I'm like, Sarah, I don't know if I want to talk about it because we haven't signed up, but we're going to talk about it and we'll share once everything is signed. But we are doing some creative financing on the mirror homes. And we'll share all the details because we're still working those details out. Like we're in the middle of, there is an application process with this person that wants to do the creative financing for us. So we're in the process of doing that application right now. And we'll share with everyone also that like, I'm waiting on K-1s from some other real estate investments. So I have an extension for my taxes right now. I'm not sure about my other partners, but a lot of times they want to see your most recent tax returns, things of that nature. So we've got to like, again, kind of jump through some hoops and let them know, hey, here's where we stand, but this is where we're at today, and explain to them, waiting on some of those K-1s that's out of my control. And I can share, I've been getting K-1s for almost, I don't know, 15 years now. And so I've had to file an extension on my taxes. So for those of you out there that feel bad, I used to feel bad about filing an extension and I've had to now for 15 plus years. So it's not anything about me. It's just they're not getting those. So just want to give everybody out there, if you have to file extension, don't feel bad.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. You just got to file the extension though. That's the most important part.
And if you owe, you know that you owe, you need to pay it ahead of time too. You'll get penalized for that.
Okay. So can we share a little bit more details about the financing?
Yeah. So the financing, the creative financing that we're going to do, we've already put a small deposit down on the mirrors because we needed to, the mirror places, because we needed to hold them. So we did that out of our bank account, just cash. But the financing, we would need to put 10% down and they'll honor whatever percentage we've given to the Mirror Homes. And then after that, I think we're going to do a like 3-year loan with a option to purchase at the end. So almost like a lease to own. And it's looking pretty good. So we need to put 10% deposit down. The interest rate will be around 10%. We will have monthly payments that'll kick in ASAP. And then we'll have that purchase, that lease purchase to own at the end of 36 months. And we feel good about these numbers. We thought about other private money, not this type of creative financing. And the other part with this partner is we can close this really quickly and get the full amount of funds to the Mirror Home peeps before too long, because speed is also what matters here. And this is someone that we're hoping to have a long-term relationship with. So also kind of laying a foundation there.
And we're going to raise private funds for the decking around the units and the hot tub that's going to go to the units and the road. We have to move the road slightly and then, of course, create a road to the units. So there's other, we're going to have to tap into other relationships to fully build out the actual Mirror Home experience before we can welcome a guest there.
For sure. And we had a lot of chatter about it of with infrastructure, things can't be, even though we have 133 acres, we can't just put one in one spot and 10 acres away have another one. It just doesn't work like that. So they're actually going to be fairly close together, but we're going to with some thoughtfulness, with some
positioning and landscaping,
they will feel private. But those are things, it's just funny as we're getting into this project. Even now when I drive through the country, I never thought about why are people's homes right on the front of the road? It's like less expensive to put the plumbing and the electricity there, even though they have hundreds of acres. You're not going to put them out in your pastures. You know, it's all making a lot of sense to me now because it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. But the creative financing, I can share that is very uncomfortable for me. I'm having lots of conversations that I haven't had before. I've been on the phone more in the past 60 days.
You've been heading up getting the deal done for the Mirror Houses for sure.
Yeah. So I've been picking up the good old telephone and just going back and forth. I've been doing like 3-way calls, like really utilizing that technology. But that's what's winning right now, is just picking up the phone, asking the questions and connecting the people that need to be connected. And if I don't know something, just telling them that I don't know something. If I can share with them why I think it's going to be a good idea, sharing that. So I've got all the parties that are working with us excited. And I can share that Sarah and I having an audience and us putting ourselves out there and just with our podcast, with our social media, it makes it easy when I'm talking with anyone that we're looking to work with, they can come and see our body of work very quickly online, whether it be a website, social media. So that's where I want to encourage everybody to, even if it's just, you know, whatever footprint you feel comfortable with, when you are going to partner with folks, whether it be a business partnership, a lending partnership, that social proof that's out there, you putting yourselves out there will be helpful in those endeavors. But I'm going back to the old school telephone. I haven't faxed anything, but I'll let you know. Didn't my sister, someone asked my sister to fax something recently.
It was a bank.
We own a property with my sister too. My sister's like, can you fax it? We were like, and it was like a big bank. We're like, makes us not want to work with them that they asked to fax.
Okay. So what's next on the land too, to like keep you guys involved, is how we're going to get the Mirror Houses to the area of our land, because the road getting up to the property is on a hill. It's twisty, turny. And these things are going to be, they're not quite like a wide load width, but it's still going to be a challenge to get them there. So we're not quite sure. So my husband has to talk to, he's got to talk to the manufacturer about all those things to make sure we can get them there. So that's one concern we have. And then, of course, like I said, the decking, the hot tub, the roads going, and that's going to be a financial commitment. And we have to run these numbers to see like, okay, what's our cash on cash return for us as the investors on the property? And we can't wait to market this. Like this right now is considered marketing. Yes, we also want to share with you guys like what we're going through. But I've been, you know, talking to Annette, like, okay, we need help with branding. Let's get our website started. Okay, what OTAs are we going to use? Let's get ready to go. What's our email list going to look like? How are we going to email these people? Because we can't Mike and Ingrid have their own business. I have my own property management business, but this is going to be a separate entity altogether. So we're kind of starting from square one when it comes to that. And so we're thinking about, it's like, gosh, I haven't done this in years.
Right. I actually had to set up our QuickBooks account.
Yeah.
Which if you need help setting up your QuickBooks, reach out to us because we're trying to think of some workshops to do around it. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's been so long since I like went in and opened a new QuickBooks account. I mean, I was actually emailing our account because she was asking for some details before this, but taking it back to that, we want to take you step by step through this. We are recording some YouTube videos also. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be documenting video and we can share that with you. And I just want to go back to, Sarah just said something about cash on cash return. I have not thought about that, not zero, not zilch. I'll be a, hey, because this is long term.
It is long term.
I have that in the investment that I have made here. I have thought long and hard about, I'm not even going to stress about that. This is a long, long term play. Mm-hmm. And I also want everybody to feel confident. If this is a lifestyle asset or a long-term investment for you, don't be cash on cash shamed.
No.
And I just, that's how we're rolling on this property. And I know people, like bookings are down for people and it's a struggle for some. And I just want people to go back to their why of why they purchased their property, why they got involved in short-term rentals and just continue to think about that.
No, my intention was definitely not to shame anyone. So I ended up pointing this out the other day. If someone asked you how much your property was, you know.
Like how much did you buy your property for?
Okay, and you're like, oh, I bought it for $250,000. It's like, oh, that's what it gets sold for. That's what you closed at. Cool. But if you've financed it, you've actually like, what is that 6%, 8%, 7%? Or if you're lucky, you know, 2%, 3% that you add on to that after the 30-year
total
note.
Cost of the loan.
Right. And so, and I joked, I was like, well, that's future Sarah's problem. It's not current Sarah. But while I joke about that, I do want to make sure that I understand, okay, so if we're putting in this money, what does the deal look like in terms of us getting, because I actually think we're going to be pretty pleased as I'm like looking at these like rough numbers in terms of like average daily rates, because they are changing and what we're bringing the property. I think we're going to be pretty pleased with how soon we can bring back us owners a profit on the land. Mm-hmm. And I think we don't need to obsess over it or say like, it's no deal. I think that's the sickness that I'm trying to like
remedy
or kibosh with some of these gurus saying like, I won't even start a project unless I'm cash flowing right away. It's like, cool. Then I guess you're not investing in anything like anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I know someone can take me, like someone could get on their soapbox and start preaching back. And I'm not saying to also have a bad buy. I also think it's irresponsible to invest in something and have no idea when you're gonna get that money back. But you're absolutely, this is a huge project. Mm-hmm. This is a development that we don't have a bunch of private money yet sitting on the sidelines waiting to be deployed here. So we're being methodical, we're being thoughtful. It's lifestyle. This is like a legacy project for us. But at the same time, it's good to understand your rough numbers and understand your projections, do that work and understand, okay, I'm not gonna get paid back for 3 years and you'll be okay with that. I'm not gonna get paid back for 5 years and be okay with that. Right. And it's like, Annette, when do you think we're going to have these mirror houses delivered?
Ooh, I got a bunch of documents to sign. I'm sure they're texting me right now. I mean, as soon as we can actually wire the payments, I think they'll release them for shipment. So whatever that timeline looks like. So I think this is something that we're in charge of the timeline right now of at least delivery.
And then I'll tell you guys my other fear is like, okay, these mirror houses aren't that far from our cabin. So as we get the cabin ready, it's all like perfect. Now we're going to have like, you know, these mirror houses delivered and we're going to be building decks around them and like hammering. It's like while these other guests are not too far away at the cabin trying to enjoy their stay. Like these are the things that we're going to have to navigate.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And we'll keep you posted. With that, I'm Sarah Kierkegaard.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know
our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-have master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.